Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 7 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. As the evening sets in, skies across Israel remain clear and temperatures are mild. It's a pleasant night in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with comfortable conditions in Haifa as well. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Iran's unresolved conflict is attributed to what an expert calls Trump's mistake, urging the U.S. and Israel to return to fighting earlier this hour. Also, Walla reports that the outgoing Air Force commander stated the entire IDF failed on October 7, with the Air Force being caught off guard earlier this hour. Also this hour, JNS notes Lebanon's president insists a security pact must come before any meeting with Netanyahu, as discussed in recent Washington talks, 3 hours ago. Separately, JTA reveals that a Palestinian photographer has won the Pulitzer Prize for capturing the devastation in Gaza, recognized for work featured in the New York Times earlier today. And finally, I-24 News reports that additional IDF soldiers face charges over a large-scale smuggling operation into Gaza from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israel Hayom English reports that Iran has struck the UAE for a second straight day amid the ongoing ceasefire, posting just minutes ago. Eyal Yacobi, a commentator, wrote just now that Iran's missile barrage against the UAE marks another ceasefire violation, questioning the silence from international figures. Reuters, shared by Phil Stewart, indicates the UAE reports continued Iranian missile and drone attacks, describing them as a serious escalation. This was posted just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, an INSS Iran researcher warns that the Iranian regime's confidence is increasing. He emphasizes that negotiations may only resume through military pressure. This analysis comes as tensions in the region remain high. Turning to Lebanon, JNS reveals Joseph Aoun's conditions for a meeting with Netanyahu. He insists on a ceasefire and security pact as prerequisites. This development follows rare talks in Washington and ongoing border clashes. Such diplomatic efforts are crucial for regional stability. Meanwhile, in a nod to press freedom, JTA highlights Saher Algora's Pulitzer win for his poignant photographs in Gaza. His work has drawn international attention to the humanitarian crisis there. Recognition of this kind often amplifies calls for humanitarian aid and intervention. On the economic front, Globes reports Israelis' wealth has grown by 80% over the past 6 years. This rise in financial portfolios is changing investment behaviors in the country. Separately, Ynet Business reports Iran's economy teeters on the edge due to war and a naval blockade. With inflation soaring to 70% and industries halted, Iran faces an economic crisis. And finally, CTech warns that AI is making cyber attacks easier. Israel's National Cyber Directorate urges companies to brace for more sophisticated threats. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.